systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jebel. Today is Friday, June 3rd, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And this is episode 502, the Friday night show, ending the week, fucking finally. Longest week ever? Longest week of my life?
Yeah, pretty quite much, possibly. Dude. Yeah, quite, it's been pretty long.
Quite fucking possibly.
It's not the end of my week, but
inner
kudos
turmoil,
to you.
Just ripping apart the fabric of our lives, one thread at a time. One lonely forum thread at a time. And hey, if you happen to destroy my sweater, just pull the string.
If you want all right. to destroy
my 406-204-4687. Give us a call if you'd like to say hi.
I love that song.
Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, of course, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, usually. TheJamHole.com/live, Jamhole TV, check it. Then tell your friends to check it. Say, hey, friend, come here. Watch this.
And watch me unravel, because I'll soon be naked.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'd like to start the show out with a huge congratulations to all of the bunny mothers and
oh,
the
yeah.
bunny motherfuckers.
Oh, my
because,
God.
Because, dude, what did you see?
I saw baby bunnies!
Baby bunnies!
Baby bunnies!
I'm curious if the baby bunnies make the same noise the adult bunnies do when they are crushed.
It's more small and high-pitched.
Right,
like,
right. You can crush it with, like, a little shoe. Dude, how big was it? Camera
dude,
two?
Like
this big, hopping around?
Oh, my God!
Dodging bullets from the 9mm?
Dude, I want to catch a baby bunny so bad.
And
declaw
feed
it
to the cat.
No.
Oh, can we declaw it?
Declaw
and then put
it
in a hamster
back,
ball.
And then keep it and raise it like a kitty cat.
I don't think.
Yes.
Could the cat
I've
teach the
bunnies.
Bunny? Can
yes.
the cat teach the bunny?
You'd have to get
to
a kitten and a baby bunny at
more,
the same time.
It'd be more cat-like.
Well, I don't think we could bring a baby bunny in with
could
the cat because the
babbit?
Cat would just kill it.
A babbit?
What's that?
It's a bunny rabbit cat. It's a bunny rabbit
a
cat.
You
a
mean cabbit. A cabbit?
A cunny babbit.
A kitty cabbit babbit?
Okay.
Kitty catty.
So,
whatever. Dude, yeah, we have to get a kitten.
So how many are we going to have eventually?
A billion.
A billion. We're going to be the minority.
And I'm
going to
go out there and lay on our lawn of fuzzy bunnies.
We're going to be the minority here pretty soon, I'll tell you what.
Oh, my God.
Fucking
I love baby
bunnies.
Bunnies.
Fucking bunnies.
Dude, they're adorable. I used to raise bunnies when I was a little kid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
My dad made me eat one, and I felt real bad about it. I threw up, even.
Watched The Big Bang last night. Did
loved
you enjoy
it.
That?
Yeah.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
The
A.
dude that's always a douchebag. He was in a... Fuck. He's been in like so... Every fucking movie we watch.
I know.
Drive Angry he was in. He was the devil or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck, that guy's in so much.
Can't remember his name.
Yeah. He's badass.
He reminds me of Christopher Walken.
Someone's
kinda.
Gonna have to change their password, huh? In the chat there. Huh? I got you.
Aw, hey.
There you go.
I was copying that.
The Hangover 2, saw that.
Yes, yes.
Did you like that?
I liked it.
Are you over Zach Galifianakis' acting yet?
Yes.
He does the same thing in every...
But
in every...
it fits in each role he's playing, so I mean, that's what they go for it for, right? I mean...
But does he... Like, he's a thespian. He's a well-rounded, well-studied graduate... Of Juilliard, of Harvard.
Oh.
Of that place I went to. What's that place called? What's that school
college?
I went to?
I don't know.
No, what's that acting school I went to? Fuck. It's been so long since I bragged about it. I can't even remember now.
Sure.
It's what happens when you get old. You hit 30 and
or
then...
Or you mean when you do drugs?
No, it's what happens when you get old. Oh. Drug-free. Since
no,
high
I
school.
Mean like, you know, did drugs so that your brain is gone from before. Get it?
I get it.
Okay, thank you.
Got it.
I don't know. I like his name, though. Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah?
Because I can remember it for some reason.
You think that's his real name? Is that a stage name?
I don't know, but that's something I can remember, which is really weird. And that's a weird name to remember.
Oh,
Galifianakis. It's like Andy Milonakis for me, kind of.
Really?
Yeah. It sounds the same. Galifianakis, Milonakis. Yeah. Sounds the same.
Hmm.
What are you doing?
Can we pour out a little liquor?
Who died?
The Doctor of Death.
What?
His Royal Highness, Dr. Jack Kevorkian. 83 years old, dead. You know what? He did good work.
Who was he?
What?
Dr. Kevorkian? It sounds really familiar, but I can't point my finger on it right now.
The assisted suicide guy?
Oh, okay.
Like when you're sick and dying and
your
family is like prolonging your death as long as they fucking possibly can. And you're just like, kill me, Billy. My name's Stan. Kill me, Billy. he was there for you. He had your six. He was like, hey, I'm going to hook you up here. Literally, figuratively. I'm your boy. I'm going to hook you up to this machine, and you're gonna handle it. I'm sad now. He did good work. He was 83.
I wonder if he was in a coma for like 4 months.
I wonder if someone was like, "Hey, irony. Hey, wake up, irony. Wake up, hey."
Right.
Stop it.
Give me my.
I was just trying to help. he was a pathologist. He, of course, if you're raised in the South, you don't know that he campaigned for the right to die and earned the nickname Dr. Death for helping dozens of terminally ill patients commit suicide. He had a short but severe illness, 83 years old. Are you crying? It's okay. No, I know it's sad. Just let it out.
I was.
Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Do you want to look at my dick?
Yeah, that always makes me laugh.
Let me hook you up.
That always makes me laugh. What was his illness?
Doctors at the William Beaumont Hospital in Michigan. Huh? Did you go visit him, Berger? You could have helped him die. Justin Fantan.
That's yellow.
It's tan.
Your computer's fucked up.
Your screen is fucked up. Mine is calibrated. I know exactly what color that is.
Is Sea Monkey not blue?
But yeah, for what he did, like, he got a bad fucking rep for it, you know? Like, people hated him for that.
But it's okay like, for the governor in Texas and everything to fucking push for the death penalty.
We'll kill retards all day, but only if they do bad shit.
They still use the fucking electric chair in Texas. They don't use lethal injection.
They still fuck their cousins in Texas, okay? Let's not set that as the gold standard,
shall we?
Well,
I'm just saying, like, they're not looked bad upon for still using the electric chair and fully enforcing the death penalty. Okay, like, fucking Dr.
So you're saying enforcing the death penalty, but then on the other side, when people actually need
want
it and
to
ask
die?
For it... You're disallowing that.
Right. I think that's stupid.
But we'll prolong your life as long as you possibly can stand it.
What I'm saying is that the people that are going for pushing to keep the death penalty and using the electric chair in Texas are being looked at as heroes. While this guy who's trying to do these people a favor when they're asking to die and he's pushing for that, the right to die, and he's looked at like a fucking monster.
I blame Hollywood. Hollywood has gotten our minds trained to perceive reality in a way such as everything happens dramatically and builds up to an apex, and then all of that potential is released into kinetic, and they just, like, we expect that. So we need a hero, and we need a villain, we need a protagonist and an antagonist, and when we have people that do bad shit like that, the culmination of that potential into kinetic is killing them. And we build it up, and it ends like a movie, and everyone's happy. But then, like, you see these people living these long, drawn-out, painful fucking lives, begging for death.
It's not shortened into an hour and 20-minute film
either. They almost need to go out and kill somebody so that they can get the mercy that they crave. But rather, we have this hero, who the media plays the antagonist. saving people's lives, basically, by releasing them from their mangled shells. And Dr. Death. How about Dr. Happy Death or something? I mean, that's not nice. He spent his final hours listening to CDs of music by a little guy by the name of Bach.
Bach?
Mr. Johann. Awesome. Sebastian
Bach.
In keeping with his principles, he declined treatment that might have prolonged his existence and died at about 2:30 a.m.
Well, he's 80-something. Leave him alone.
Why would anyone ever choose that? Like, we can make this pain last as long as you want.
Oh, you're 80-something, like, really? And you have terminal cancer, but we can give you chemo, which will make you throw up.
But you
for, like,
can
the
live with that
life.
Terminal cancer fucking. For decades.
Yeah,
if
you'll
you want.
Throw up forever. You'll have horrible stomach pains, headaches. Your hair's gonna fall out, and you'll be weak as shit because you won't be able to keep anything.
Remember
down.
Sex?
But you get to live.
You won't. Yeah, that, like, really,
he's
I would love to.
Does he remember sex at all?
Where do I sign up? Please, prolong this misery. Like, I'm trying to get shit done so that I can kill myself and not feel bad about it. And you're, like, trying to prolong this bullshit.
Like, well, if
something interesting was going on, or we were actually, like, making progress, moving forward, and not just fucking everybody over all the time.
Well,
sure,
that's,
I'd
like,
live.
Like my uncle. I mean, well, he has, what is it, fucking,
some cancer?
Yeah, he has lung cancer, and he has, what's the other cancer? It's
some other cancer.
It's a lymph node cancer,
sure.
Whatever.
Sure.
But he's still smoking. He's
of
still
course.
Doing dumb things or
of
whatever.
Course.
But
why would you?
He's not going to take the chemo.
If I change, am I going to be cured? Fuck no. Because it's not profitable to cure. It's profitable to treat symptoms.
Oh, it's called lymphoma.
Lymphoma.
Yeah, and he's not going to take the chemo because he's already so fucked up that taking
exactly.
the chemo would make his quality of the rest of his life way worse than
Is
it would be.
Is that what it's called now? Quality?
Well, I mean,
no,
think
no.
about it.
But in that situation, are you going for the gold or are you like, get me the fuck out of here as soon and as painlessly as possible?
Yeah.
Because this is bullshit. What am I doing? Nothing.
Dying.
Exactly. Can we speed that up a little?
I'm dying inside every
day. And they make it so that you have to fucking blow your brains out or hang your fucking self because...
And then your family doesn't get your insurance.
I bet the suicide rates would totally plummet off of a third story fucking balcony if each state had their own doctor, as Berger said, no pain death. And I think for people that want, if we had unlimited resources and everything was, like, beautiful and God was coming next year, then sure. But, like, we're running out of room. We're running out of resources. If there are volunteers that would like to prematurely free up some of that welfare money or what have you, get out of the ghetto, so to speak.
Most people die with a lot of debt.
Get rich
saying.
Or die trying. Sure, we'll make that a reality. In Jamholia, each section of Jamholia has its own doctor. No pain death.
And yeah, just give us a call. That, we'll discreetly come unplug you.
Sure. I'll be a power of attorney. Whatever. No, he wanted to die. And then he wanted me to have all his shit.
Why do you think I'm my uncle's medical power of attorney?
Why do you think I'm here right now?
Yeah, why do you think I'm my uncle's medical power of attorney? He's got a DNR on his fucking sheets.
Yeah,
like,
I do too. And I'm like, you can use whatever for whatever. I really don't care.
You have a DNR?
I don't know. I'm a donor.
A DNR means
I'm a
do
DNU.
Not resuscitate.
Yeah, no.
Jackass.
Thank you. Did you Google that?
No.
Or did you actually know that off the...
Look off what the, I've been dealing with.
You know that off
my
the
whole
T
life.
Of the H there? Yeah. True
okay,
that.
Yeah, I know
True
a lot of shit in the
that.
Medical field. Might as well become a fucking
like,
RN.
I swear I'm not an alcoholic. I just pour out liquor all fucking day because everyone dies. No official cause of death was announced, but the mayor, a close friend who had been at the scene earlier with Mr. Gvorkian's niece, Ava Janus, told reporters that he apparently suffered a pulmonary thrombosis when a blood clot from his leg broke free, and then it lodged for the night in his heart. And that was all she wrote.
Damn.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
A clot in his leg mm-hmm. broke free and all right.
All he would have had to, you know what? Wait.
Yeah.
All he would have had to have done is fucking be on Coumadin, Blood
one,
Thinner.
One way ticket to Funky Town. Yeah, he said nah.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have had you any side effects like that.
Do you know who I am? I'm Dr. Gvorkian.
I was thinking it was more along the lines of like, oh, you need to do like fucking, I don't know, like chemotherapy, you know, shit like that. But like, all you need to do was fucking get on some Coumadin, some blood thinners. And that's it, really. And it's just IV fluid for a day.
Yeah, well.
And you'd be fine.
I'm sure there were other underlying contributing
factors.
Well,
yeah, he's 80-something, of
also,
course.
Sure, sure. That's,
but that's
in
just
a factor
funny.
In and of itself.
Well, I mean, if you're like in your 40s and that happens, yeah, I'm going to take the fucking blood thinner shit.
Sure, why not?
Fuck it.
Mr. Gvorkian, or Dr. Gvorkian, became an international talking point in the 1990s. Do you remember the 1990s?
Oh, yeah.
When in a contravention of U.S. law, he began using a homemade suicide machine to help sufferers of severe diseases end their own lives.
Why is suicide so goddamn popular?
He was later played because life fucking sucks, dude. He was later played by Al Pacino in the biopic You Don't Know Jack, which earned him an Emmy and the Golden Globe.
Yay.
We'll have one of those one day.
Yes.
His first assisted suicide was carried out in 1990 when he injected lethal drugs into an Alzheimer's patient in the back of a Volkswagen van in a very uncomfortable place. She allegedly did not remember, though. Over the ensuing decade, he helped 130 other seriously ill people die. With the help of canny legal representatives, he confounded efforts to prosecute him, despite being arrested dozens of times. His first three prosecutions ended in acquittals. The fourth eventually resulted in a mistrial. Like, you're suing me again? Is it weird that everyone you kill dies horribly and violently and not fun at all, and everyone that dies with my help has a smile on their face? Like, does that make any diff to you whatsoever?
No. No.
Still want to pursue this lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
His luck ran out in 99 when he received a 10 to 25 sentence for second-degree murder. Red Rob.
Red Rob.
He was released in 07 on condition that he's fucking old and probably not going to hurt anyone. He agreed not to assist in any further suicides, a promise he appears to have kept. Till you go dig up the old back 10, if you know
right?
what I mean. Story goes, he had a little... little plot of land up in northwest Montana. Caretaker.
That the Whitten family shortly bought thereafter.
Right. And that was the mud that we were digging you out
of. Yeah, no wonder I got a fucking pop tire.
A decisive and eccentric figure who likened himself to Gandhi and Martin Luther King. Not the ghetto, but the person. And called prosecutors Nazis. Yeah, I agree. He was widely criticized by religious leaders, who, as we all know, are a bunch of fucking D-bags anyways. So, hey, is he coming? Is that him? No. It's just another mistrial. Opponents called him a publicity seeker and claimed he had a morbid fascination with death. If you think about it, though, doesn't everybody?
I used to want to be one of the people that does an autopsy.
Cut myself to feel, sure.
A mortician. No, wait, that's the other
thing. The autopsy?
Yeah, I wanted
to... The coroner?
Yes, coroner. That's the word. I used to want to be one of those.
Huh.
Because I was so fascinated with cleaning hogs that
the
I was like, this is so cool. You know, like, I'm opening up something that nobody's ever touched before. Like, when I open this, I'm the first fucking human to touch that, to see that, to fuck
that's
with it.
That's a dumb reason. I'm just going to come flat out and say it. Dana, that's... dumb.
Well, that, and I just really love fucking with guts. I don't know, dude.
I want to touch the inside of your asshole, because no one's ever touched that before.
It's just really weird to me. Like, are you good now?
I'm good.
I just really like, I don't know. I liked cutting shit open and checking out the insides and seeing that, like, each one was different in its own little way. Like
a snowflake. Your guts. As I... do my little dance.
When I spill them out, they all spill out different. One way or another. It's cool. I don't know.
Where your face
started when I started cleaning fish. I was like,
"Do my little cookie."
It started because I was a kid, and my dad taught me how to clean fish. And my biggest fascination was opening up the stomach to see what it had ate.
Wow!
Every time, I still to this day will split open the stomach just to see what it ate.
Why not?
Squeeze out little minnows or get my jig
I think
back.
Burger's right. He says one of these days, Matt is going to wake up with Danny cutting into him.
Maybe
cutting my stomach open.
Let me see those enchiladas from last night.
What's in there? Oh, absolutely nothing, because we're fucking poor and we don't eat anymore.
Hey, I made enchiladas tonight.
I know, I am
and
really
we're going to eat them after the show!
Excited for that. Dude, Justin Fantan says, I can see that. I agree with Danny. It's good money, too.
Fuck yeah.
Being a coroner.
Well, and I have a tough stomach when it comes to that shit, too. A lot of people can't handle that. Like, I am all in it to win.
Are the ones here like family businesses? I think they're all like weird.
Down south they are, too.
John, one of the ones here, the big one.
Trust me, I knew the Hawkins funeral
home,
some,
like,
guys.
There's some, crazy dungeon-like places in that place. Like, it has the biggest underground area. If you go down the... Fucking creepy, dude. I'll tell you what.
Well, see, I could see myself, like, this is... You remember that movie Gone in 60 Seconds?
Yeah.
And the guy Sphinx?
Sure.
He was the coroner autopsy guy?
Yep.
And he got a phone call and he sat his sandwich like right on dead dude's chest to walk over to get the phone.
Uh-huh.
I could totally see doing that.
Sure.
Like, I have no problem sitting there eating a sandwich and fucking with one hand eating the sandwich and the other hand digging into this guy's fucking chest cavity.
I can see you doing
that. No problem.
I can.
I don't have a weird stomach like that. Just, I'll do it. Give me it.
It's normal. Completely normal behavior. For a psycho bitch. Psycho beast from hell.
It's cool. I don't know. I love it.
Friends and many Right to Die campaigners saw things differently. Of course, we saw things logically, unlike those Nazi religious leaders. During his Emmy acceptance speech, Mr. Kevorkian, in the audience, Pacino said it was a pleasure to, quote, try to portray someone as brilliant and interesting and unique as the Doctor, and a pleasure to know him. I'm gonna go kill people now. Peace. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Yeah, we spent Jesus. 6 months in his basement.
Thank you,
taught
baby
me
Jesus.
Everything he knows.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Okay.
All right. You know what else is dying?
What?
Our freedom. There has been, if you live in fucking, where is this place? Tennessee. If you live in Tennessee, move.
Okay.
Or actually, if you live in Tennessee and you're on the internet, it's too late. It's just too fucking late.
Okay, explain.
You may pretty soon get sued by the RIAA, the really ingenious assholes of America that will sue mothers and shit. You're not... If you have a friend over and he watches a movie, but it's your account, you're gonna get sued. If you give a friend,
so
if
you
I'm
can't
like,
have like movie night with your homies.
No, not unless each one of you gives the RIAA a fucking rent job.
Dude,
nope.
I'm gonna go to the movie theater if I can't do that.
You know what, RIAA? If you keep being such big, massive D-bags,
greedy asshole,
no one's gonna want music anymore. Everyone's gonna resort to beating on pots and pans because that's better than getting effed in the A by you.
I might go to my friend's house and listen to their shit on their computer just because I want to see if it sounds good.
$20?
You know, if it does, I'll go out and buy the album.
$20 for a CD? What's a CD? Exactly.
I don't even know.
I have like...
I have those on here, and this is smaller than a CD, right?
This is stupid. If you have an Android phone, you don't need CDs ever. But Tennessee has a governor. His name is Bill Hasselam.
Hassalamu alaikum.
Hassalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
He signed legislation that for the first time makes the theft of subscription entertainment services like Netflix a crime on par with stealing satellite TV or walking out of a restaurant without paying your bill.
Dine and Dash?
A.K.A. the Hog and Jog. The Dine and Dash.
What?
Huh?
What?
Oh, so, why? Because the RIAA was like, hey, Bill, come here. We'll start the low end. Sorry, Tennessee, it's not your fault. You had poor, poor parents. And we're going to try this out. So if you if you do this, you just hogged and jogged an MP3.
You dined and dashed it.
You dined and dashed it. You dick dined and dashed it. It's probably not a coincidence that the legislation was enacted in Tennessee, home to the Nashville music scene. The legislation was strongly supported by the Recording Industry Association of America, which says that it's the first legislation of its kind in the country. Hopefully the last. The scope of the new rule is unclear. Tennessee law already has a definition of service that includes a laundry list of items, including telephone, mail, gas, electricity, steam, water, cable, television, and any other activity or product considered in the ordinary course of business to be a service. Like blowjobs, prostitutes, whatever. Selling pot, all that.
So you can't do the zip and trip?
So you can't go to your buddy who has a legit paid for satellite service. You can't borrow his card and then insert it into your card cloner and then copy that ROM off of that card and then put that on a bunch of other cards so that everyone has.
No.
You can't do that.
No.
Right. Right. And you can't sit with friends and watch Netflix. That's so stupid.
What about, like,
who cares?
What about, like, at my job, Fat Boys? All
what right? if they I get a bunch of Gmail accounts and I upload a ton of different random music to all these G Music accounts and then I sell them to people? How about that? 20,000 songs.
Why did you say that?
$500. How about I take hard drives and just clone them all fucking day and sell them on eBay?
So, I was going to say...
that just happened to have music on them.
At
Here
Fat
you go.
Boys...
Do you want to rap one?
For UFC nights, they buy the pay-per-view viewing of the UFC. And then everybody goes there to party hardy and watch
not
UFC and drink and shit.
Then you better find a fucking representative that is not in the pocket of these
they
ridiculously
large... They have a cover charge, but that's it. And they, you know, they
do
don't
they
give
pay
that
their,
to the...
Do they pay their royalty bill subscription or whatever for their jukebox? What if I build a box that is just a Google Music app? And you put that into your bar and you hook it up to your touch screen and boom, there's your jukebox. No subscription. How much would that be worth to you? $1,000?
I have no idea.
It's a nice screen. I'll tell you what. You can make it run Android and you could run a server anywhere and connect everyone to it and just have little terminals of random music just to be like, hey, RIAA, fuck you. You know what? I'm going to make a rap album. And you're not going to get any of the money from it. I'm probably not either, and that's fine. But people that's are going to hear that shit, and it's going to be good. They're going to be like, zombies? Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
This also specifies that anyone who is directly or indirectly harmed by theft of service has standing to report the violation to the popos. And it tweaks the penalties for violating the law, of course. Stealing more than $500 in services can lead to serious jail time. Then, on top of that, they put ridiculous amounts on these files? You're looking at easy over millions of dollars. What's that translate into jail time? Like, life?
Probably.
For some fucking MP3s? Are you serious?
Yeah.
How much do those MP3s cost to make?
You know, it's going to be
I
so
bet it's
funny.
Not life.
You're in prison for life for these MP3
life.
Things, right? And this fucking life. Hardcore murderer standing next to you. And he's like...
And just Fs your
He's
A.
like, what do you got? He's like, oh, I got life. He's like, oh, I got life too.
Life.
I murdered my whole family. What'd you do? I downloaded some MP3s.
MP3s?
On your knees, please.
On your knees, please. You see what this is? It's my fishing pole.
I just
it's
lie.
It's called Shakespeare. You see
I'd
that?
I'd be like, I killed everyone.
It just says shake
me.
Right now, but watch this. There it is. Shakespeare. In old English stylings.
Oh my God.
It's like lowercase, and then it's like, look, capital. Shakespeare! It's
oh
beautiful.
My God, dude.
Jerry Brito, a scholar at the Mercatus Center of George Mason University, told Ars Technica that the basic concept of the law was sound. Big content through subscription services are trying to adapt to the new economic environment of the internet by giving consumers a legal, inexpensive way of buying their shit. If you made shit that was worth buying, definitely sure. I buy apps on my phone. I don't steal
yes.
them. I'm down with that.
Yep.
I'm not paying any amount of money for fucking, what was that bullshit we watched the other day? What the fuck was it called? I can't even remember now. But I'm not going to...
Stakeland? Or like what?
No, Stakeland was kind of cool. I like that. No, it. I don't even think we watched the whole thing. But I'm not... Like, that's not worth it. If I can't charge you for the time that I wasted because you lied and said this was good, when clearly this is not good...
Like, what was that?
Oh, thank you. Hangover 2. Thank you. Burger.
I was gonna say Sucker Punched.
Or yeah, that.
Sucker Punched.
Or any fucking movie you put out in 3D and then up the fucking price.
Nah.
I'm gonna download the 2D version. That's all.
That's all.
That's all.
Dude, I actually happened to watch Hannah, that movie.
Yeah?
And dude,
did you pay for it?
No.
Would you pay for it?
What? Whatever. Anyway, but yeah, I watched it, dude. It's fucking badass. I cannot wait to get.
But not badass enough for you to pay for it.
No, I'd go to the theaters and watch it. Like right now, dude. That movie is
right
fucking
now.
Awesome. I want to see it in really awesome, good quality. Because
that's
there's
right.
some really cool shit.
Because you made something worth me wanting to go see in nice quality. Everything
yeah.
else, the 24 inch, is fine.
Dude, it's cool. That's that fine. Movie is really good. Like, I when I saw a movie called Hannah, I was like, oh, great. It's like some Hannah Montana shit.
Sue people and like...
It's a chick that's like an
dumb.
Assassin. It's so awesome. She's like this crazy... She kills people. It's awesome. It's cool.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Can't
and
wait
when
to see
it's
it
not,
again.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
You'll like it. You'll like it.
In the face. In the cheek.
You'll like it.
I'm going to tell you.
She snaps
if I don't,
this bitch's neck like...
I'm going to punch you... in the face.
It's like her little girlfriend that's hanging out with her and like she kills some dude right in front of her and she's like, ah!
Hannah Montana, Burger says?
No.
Punch you in
Hannah
the face.
Hannah Montana doesn't snap necks.
To
sorry.
The moon!
No, this thing's cool. It's
could you
awesome.
Imagine though if Hannah Montana snapped necks?
Yeah, I'd like her a lot more.
Just breaking motherfucking necks.
Dude,
to
you
this?
Are cool. I will watch you now. Just snap necks every show.
All right. Well, eventually we're all going to get arrested for fucking Google Music accounts, so it doesn't even matter. All
right.
All right.
Giggity. So.
Can I share with you?
Yes.
Okay, check this out. check this out. 73-year-old man, right?
All right.
Shooting. Spree.
Heroin. Oh.
No. Okay, hold on. 73-year-old man.
That would be so awesome.
Shooting
heroin.
No, shooting spree. Not
you
of heroin.
You can't shoot the candy spree.
He killed 5 people and then he took his own life. Why are people killing themselves so much?
Because he couldn't shoot the candy spree.
Jack Kevorkian. Or what's his name?
What?
That's effed. Carrie Hall Dias found dead inside his silver Mazda. There was self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Dead inside.
completely. He says, though,
like
this,
intel inside.
the cop, this not a random act. The shootings believed to stem from a bitter divorce involving the gentleman. All 5 of those people shot 4 times in the face. The ex-wife was there. Her friends were there. Those catty fucking bitches. He rolled in there on his wife's ass and fucking, dude, I'm telling you, marriage, not worth it.
Only if you suck at it.
73 years old?
He sucked at it.
No matter how good it is, though, can it go on for 73 years or however long? Like, after a while...
You gotta keep it interesting, that's all. They lacked, communication by that point.
Do you think?
And
do you think
sex.
By that point I have absolutely dick to say to you?
Probably.
Shut up!
That's about
thinking.
It.
I'm trying to think.
You've been thinking for 12 days!
I'm trying to think. Shut up! Oh, man. Our life, gonna be awesome. Looking forward. Burger says 73, I'd be happy if I could still get hard. Sure. What? At what
you
point...
You should be happy you can still get hard after 30.
Hey, at what point... Maybe if it got hard more often, it would remember why it liked getting hard. Thanks. And then it wouldn't have to kill you and your five catty fucking friends. Thank you, Burger. She was shot four times in the face!
In the face!
In the face! In the face! Four times in the face. Her and her catty fucking bitches. Why? Why?
I love you. I'm gonna love you when okay. I'm 73 too.
I like when a fucking news site has Facebook comments because you can actually see the douchebag that is actually saying the words. Everyone apparently is praying with them. Do you ever think that maybe your prayer should be preventative instead of like after the fact? Like, oh, sorry, I know he shot you in the face four times, you and your friends, all five of you. We're going to pray now. No, too little. So late. You should have. God bless. Oh, we got whole churches praying. That's awesome. I love you, Facebook comments. All right. Do you think a 23-year-old man,
okay,
probably taller than me but a little skinnier, could fit through a CD or a CD-sized hole?
If he was super skinny, the flexible yes. dude, I'm going to say yes.
The answer is yes, he can. This gentleman.
I am Daniel Browning. Is that who?
Oh, that show got canceled. Oh
man,
fucking quit! They're like, Stan, calm down. He's not superhuman. He was just abused as a child. He's just gay. This guy, he was a structural steel fabricator. Okay, Matthew Lowe, 23.
Matthew, what? Oh, okay.
When his he was a plate welder, welding plates. When his overalls got caught on a high-powered conveyor system for moving heavy steel beams. His clothing snagged on it, and he was forced through an opening 125 millimeters high on the machine head, suffering, stop picking your eye, pretty substantial and horrific injuries.
What do you think?
And they have caused lasting physical and psychological damage.
I was hoping he like went through it like a
wait,
magic
trick. Did he
trick.
Live? Get the fuck out.
I know.
He suffered a ruptured stomach.
He must have
stomach,
been a small dude.
A bowel and bowel. Broke
cracked
his back
brain.
In two places, shattered his pelvis, fractured both hips, his right arm, several ribs.
Dude, it had to have like cracked his skull.
There was no guardian in place to protect the worker. A serious safety failing for both
dude,
the employer
lawsuit.
And the machine supplier.
Lawsuit.
Busted! Hey, Carlton Buck. You're busted. Where's the guardian? The court was told that both parties were responsible for ensuring sufficient guarding was in place there. The machine ultimately belonged to Compass Engineering, and they're going to get the fucking
you know,
pants sued.
You know what I'm picturing right now?
This dude just going... Like that Play-Doh Fun Factory, just making stars,
no,
making
I was,
circles.
I was thinking like a fucking meat grinder, like it coming out the other side in the little hole.
Oh, yeah. Or like when I poo, just, that sucks, dude. Just all of a sudden, too, I bet. You're just like working, all of a sudden you're like shoved through a fucking hole the size of your asshole.
Oh,
like,
my God. Birth twice.
Birth. Reborn.
Totally. As a vegetable.
It didn't
Yay!
Kill me. I'm definitely not stronger, but it definitely didn't kill me.
I came back as a carrot.
That's amazing. It almost defies belief that Mr. Lowe's body could contort in such a way as to fit through the opening that it did. And it's even more astonishing that he survived to tell the tale. I bet he is fucking thrilled. To be here. I want to thank God.
I went through this hole in my workplace because... Right, seriously?
Is there video? Is there surveillance footage? Because I would
die
see that,
to see that.
That RIAA?
I would pay for to see on a big screen.
I would pay
IMAX,
for that.
Even.
I would pay for that.
Ugh.
But you can't fucking bullshit me into hyping up the new Transformers movie and get me to pay for it, which I probably will because I want to see it in the theater. And then I want to walk out right before it ends.
Be all pissed off.
And just, I will fart and just make it stink so bad.
I don't know if we can even go to a movie right now because as of lately, you can't sit still enough through an entire movie.
I don't have attention for a 2-hour movie.
And not even 2 hours, like an hour. Like even South Park, you get up. You get up and you do. I'm like, God damn it, will you just sit here and watch the fucking movie? And then you sit there and then you pull up with your phone and you're on that the
entire
time.
I'm a busy individual.
I'm like, dude, did you see that? You're like, oh yeah, I heard it.
I heard it. I can watch a movie with my ears. I'm a synesthete. It's fine. It doesn't keep my attention. I'm just saying.
Burger, we need you to send some of your trucks.
Some things are just not keeping my attention these days. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It happens.
Bad Matt.
It happens sometimes.
No.
So, yeah. That's that. He says, if hearing my story makes them think twice about safety and about the daily risks they face in the workplace, then I'll be happy. Oh, yeah, and that $8.5 million you're going to pay me. Then I'll be happy.
All
but
right.
Seriously, eliminating risk is now a big part of my life as I train to become a site supervisor. You know, where was this?
Why would you even go back to the job?
No, where was this? You guys...
That'd be kind of cool to go back to the job and be like, okay, you fuck up, you're going to be like me and get shoved through that hole.
Now watch.
Let's watch the video. That still has my blood on it. You want to go through there and catch my herpes?
Why is everyone talking about shooting up? I don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about. And that's... I would appreciate it if you would all stop mentioning that. Thank you.
Shooting up.
So, check this out. In Chile?
They do heroin.
International? Chile?
Oh, my
Chile,
God. No.
Chili's. This terrorist.
Baby pancreas.
I have a 22-year-old terrorist. Possible Darwin Award here.
Okay.
His name is Luciano Petronello Schaffinger.
Pick your nose. Luciano picks his nose.
He suffered third-degree burns throughout his body, lost his eyesight, and had to have both hands amputated.
He's going to be in an amputee porn soon.
Just nubbing it up. When an explosive he intended to detonate in a local bank unexpectedly went off, and that's that. And security cameras showed the footage, of course.
Nice.
He's like all creeping into the bank, and then it just goes, whoosh.
Oh, shit. My bad. Didn't mean to shake that up before I walked in.
After the massive explosion, a disoriented Petronello staggered onto the street where he was consumed by flames before eventually collapsing, of course.
That's what you get, dumb fuck. Make your plan better.
Do you think someone had, like, the remote and was like, watch this? I just totally punked you.
Like, no, I was watching on that show, A Thousand Ways to Die.
Sure.
And there was two, not to be racially mean.
African-Americans.
No.
Wetbacks.
No.
Spicks. Jews. Sand niggers.
That's not racially correct at all.
I don't know.
But yes.
Burger, thank you. Jesus.
Haji, too. Whatever.
Hajis. I believe they're called.
They pray to Allah. Okay.
Hajis.
Whatever.
Hajis. Hold on.
Well, there was two of those together making a bomb and shit. And they're like, okay, you know, everything's all done. Everything's wired, whatever. It's
Burger
cool.
Says shit. I was close.
Anyway, they're together. They're making a bomb and stuff. And everything's wired. And they have to set the timer and shit. And they're like, all right, cool. Well, they set it to go off at like fucking noon or whatever. And the guy's like, yeah, cool. All right.
Mohammed, what time is it?
Well, okay, the guy sets it to his watch or, you know, whatever.
Which
and then the
was.
Other guy goes, okay, that's going to go off at noon. And he's like, yeah. And he looks at the timer. He's like, it's daylight savings time. It is noon. Boom.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
Ah, jeez.
Like 30, because it fucking connected to the satellite.
Yep,
corrected itself.
You.
And just boom, done.
Ah, jeez.
That's so awesome.
Ah, jeez. He's in a medically induced coma, or was. Yeah. He had ties to some fringe groups. What are those? Like, fans of the show Fringe? I don't...
Like Harley riders with the fringe on their jackets?
Okay. Fringe
or the
groups.
Gay cowboy guys with the fringe.
He was
on their
also
jackets.
Also a member of the fucking jeweler yourself group, and
or the gay guy in YMCA. He's like,
he was a self-described anarchist.
Oh,
he ran a short-lived anti-capitalist blog as a teenager, and went on to then blow his hands off completely.
All right.
As time went on, his political ideas got more extreme. That's what happens. I blame the advertising. It's the media. You're always trying to make everything so in your face and extreme. He just went to the next level. And now...
he's like, fuck it, I'll blow myself
he
up.
He doesn't
fuck
have hands.
All of y'all.
How are you going to live without hands? Like, hey, can
I've
I hold your hand? Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have hands. Hey, can you clap?
He's going to get those cool hook things that when you
sorry.
Go like this, they open.
Will he get Armatron hands?
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Like, could you imagine grabbing tits with your...
yeah. Ow, ow, ow! Loser, loser!
Burger says, did someone say gay cowboy?
I did. Oh, God.
Click that link
really
in the
cowboy,
chat.
Dude.
There you go. Gay cowboy.
Pink, Daisy Dukes, white chaps, lots of fringe, lots of fringe.
One of his friends told the newspaper, he's like, we thought it was just a phase, but apparently he became a radical. We never thought he'd end up like this. I just totally didn't see it coming with all of his weird fucking habits now. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. If you want to see the video, you can check that out right here, or I'll put a link to it in the show notes when I...
Cuckoo,
cuckoo, motherfuck you.
Yeah.
All right, Connecticut, we have a man, North Branford here. He actually, he got pulled over because he was in a 45. How fast do you think he was going?
85.
Five.
Damn.
He was doing 5 and 45.
That was so close.
Okay, 5 and 45. That, like, cop sees you just, like, hauling ass, doing 5 and 45, like, booyaka, booyaka, just cruising.
He's like,
He was 29 years old. The cops tried to pull him over. He ignored them. He continued
I'm getting
driving,
away, man.
Doing 5. He started drifting into the oncoming lane. He continued to then drive into some traffic. The officer tried to cut him off, but he was just going too fucking fast, doing 5. Finally, the cops exited their vehicles and just kind of pulled him out of the car and put it in park, doing 5.
All right.
He was under the influence of
alcohol?
Hallucinogenics.
And alcohol.
What? That's... I blame Hollywood. Again, Hollywood, you are the scapegoat tonight.
No, Burger, it would not be meth. He would be doing 85.
If you didn't make it, any time anyone ever does drugs and then drives in a movie, they always go so slow, but they're like, man, I'm going so fast. Like, when you eat shrooms and drive, like, you can drive. You're not like, oh, my God. Like, you have a speedometer. You look at that.
Right.
So you... I don't understand. I think, kids watch these movies, and then they do it, and then they make it real because they're tripping, and that's what they think of. Because
they're all scared to
I blame you guys.
Going.
You
I don't
guys
know. It's
fucked
dumb,
up.
Dude. You know, I used to get shit-faced drunk. I used to do a lot of drugs, and I drive, and you know what?
Hey.
I could be just fine.
Hey.
Hypothetically.
You shouldn't do that. But if you have to, you should be so lucky as to have a friend there that is like me.
That can do every drug just fine.
I had neon lights, like, in my Eclipse with, like, the such a god, beautiful stereo. And we would just go drive. And,
all
like,
high.
Here, eat this.
Eat this.
I already did. Vroom. So great.
Hey, when's
I
the
had
stop
a good
sign going to turn green,
I
guys?
I had a good teacher, we'll say.
So great. When's the stop sign going to turn green, guys?
I don't know. The police cruiser did sustain some damage, though, so that's sad. All right, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Jersey. This is Cabbage. We have a woman. Hmm? This is your team here. A woman.
I don't have a team.
Who may...
Let me just go ahead and say that right now.
So hold on.
I am neutral, okay?
Switzerland.
That's right.
This woman may have been engaged in sexual activity in the cemetery.
Oh, yeah, because no one's ever done that before.
She actually hurt herself when a tombstone fell on her leg.
You're an idiot.
Probably rubbing her twat, like on the tune, like trying to do a rubbing, but with her vagina. Just
is she
like,
a widow? Is she a widow?
She is now.
Let me tell you.
The woman was with a male friend in the graveyard before 7 p.m., visiting the grave of a relative when the two engaged in some, quote, extracurricular activities.
Coitus.
One of the grave markers rolled onto her leg. Could you imagine just totally banging some chick and then she's like, ow, ow, ow. And you're like, what? Oh my God, what? It's me. No. And then that dude comes and he's like, make it a tombstone.
Burger says, who hasn't had sex in a cemetery?
When am I not? I'm practically
right? I'm doing it right
sex
now
in the cemetery right this
right now I'm do- right now
whenever you're listening to this in podcast form, trust that I'm having sex in a cemetery each and every night. I can't sleep right without it. I learned that's I went to the sleep center and you know what they said?
So what you do, you
they
bring
said
your,
Matt,
you bring your girls to the cemetery to show off
sex
to your dead relatives. Look what I did. Look what I could do now. I'm not grown up.
Check this out. Mom, what's up? You said I'd never get a man. Oh, what's up now?
Whoa, dude.
I just channeled the ghost of this chick, dude. Did you see that? Cemetery management was contacted. She went to the hospital. And that's that.
Burger says, I had 1 hour sex time in a church parking lot.
Nice. The first comment, I guess she was trying to bone up on things.
Even Ed. Stop that right now. Even Ed had sex on a grave.
Everyone's had sex on a grave.
Yes, we have. Let's go do that.
When the gravestone starts a rocking.
Don't come digging.
Don't come a knocking.
You look so
is it time to go
unhappy
yet?
Close.
Do I have more time to
8
kill?
8 minutes.
Wait, until what? Until we have to go?
Until we're an hour.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. When do we have to go?
Go where?
We have to go.
Have sex on a grave?
Yes.
When are we going? What are we doing? I don't even understand. I want to cook enchiladas.
Okay.
You have 8 minutes till I cook enchiladas.
Check
go
this out.
7 minutes. Go.
I was... All right. Check this out. 20-month-old son chilling in a parked vehicle. Why?
Because he's shooting up.
Because mom left... Thank you. Because mom left her there. With?
Heroin.
Who's... With the... With the body of a dead friend. Thank you. The body, 20-month-old, the body of a dead friend just shooting up heroin.
Yes!
Or Jessica Ackman, 33-year-old Jessica Ackman, unacceptable!
That is no!
That is fucking no!
What was it, a baby, a 20-month-old?
20-month-old dude just chilling with the dead friend. Just cool shooting up dope.
Cool.
Deputies called.
Is that
to the
what
scene
happened to the 20-month-old?
The deputies
Early
were
sheriff.
Deputies called to the scene because of Ackman's collapse. Collapse walked out to her car. I think they mean corpse. Because of Ackman's corpse walked out to her car, which was parked at one of the fuel pumps. They found the body of a 22-year-old along with the son there. Dead at the scene.
The
cause of death. Waiting for the tox. What do you think?
Instead of heroin.
Heroin, duh!
Or Oxycontin.
Deputies found Achman unresponsive on the restroom floor, along with a lighter and
a spoon. Yeah!
And they also, by the way, recovered a white plastic box containing some chronic that she threw into a garbage can. The toddler went to the hospital for some eval.
For ODing on fun. Shooting up fucking heroin, dude.
On fun. Shooting up fun here, dude.
The other guy died because he couldn't handle what the baby was putting out.
Is the fun here yet? I don't know. Let me check. Fresh out.
Damn.
You're going to jail.
I'm going to hell.
Possession, drug paraphernalia. But then she got out because, hey, guess what?
Hey!
You put everyone in jail, and now your jails are crowded.
Oh, hey.
So I can get out and go
death.
Shoot
He's
more drugs.
People.
That's it. Like, you're going to jail, and then you're getting out because the jail is full.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Dude,
that's what we've been reduced to.
That movie last night,
jail
The Big Bang.
Mm-hmm.
That guy who got out of jail. Mm-hmm. What was it?
The Provo or whatever. Sure.
It was Anthony the Provobov or whatever.
Thank you.
And he fucking did you, dude, fucking huge.
Yeah.
Did you see that guy's brain matter come out of his mouth when he hit him? It was just boosh.
Great
he was like,
film.
Oh shit, I killed him, my bad.
Great film.
Oh, I'm sorry. So cool. It just reminded me of that because you're talking about getting out of jail. Yeah.
Getting out of jail
free. Wanna
find
my girl.
Getting out of jail free.
Wanna find my girl.
Doesn't Lexi. Matter.
Yeah, it does. She's got my diamonds. It matters a fuck ton. Yeah. Anyway. You got 4 minutes. Go.
Well.
I'm gonna go turn on the oven.
Go turn on the oven. New York. Hey, don't worry about it. New York. Check this out. Okay. It's just me and you guys right now. It's just me and you. Focus. Two teens killed after a tragic fall into
a pit of used needles.
A drawer of used needles. Into a cesspool, much like your parents' house. According to authorities, the teens were hanging out at Dana's house near a cesspool when they decided to lift the concrete cover, exposing the 16-foot-deep cesspool. One teen looked at the other and said, "Hey, what do you think's down there?"
I don't know. Let's find out.
Douche! 16-year-old. 16-foot-deep cesspool. Eduardo Vanegas Fuentes lost his balance, much like my checking account right now. Hey-o! And fell in. His friend, 19-year-old Edgar Calderon Castro, attempted to save him, but also failed and also fell in.
What happened? Did they die?
Yes. Two of them.
In a cesspool?
Long Island. Two of them.
What's in a Long Island cesspool?
A 16-year-old and a 19-year-old. Neither of them white, so it doesn't matter.
What's in a cesspool?
A third teen. This one was a little smarter. He ran for help. Both teens lost consciousness after. Could you imagine, like, shit? Just 16-foot-deep pool of shit and you just fell into it?
Is it shit?
What's a cesspool? I mean, okay, we're talking Jersey, Long Island, New York. I mean, what's not a cesspool?
I don't know. I don't know if you're talking about a septic tank or like a just
like a
16
foot
water,
deep
nasty
concrete covered cesspool.
Swim.
A toilet.
Float. I don't know.
It's like falling in a well.
You're the biggest turd in there.
Ugh.
Get some rope, man. You ain't heard of rope.
They're dead. Doesn't matter.
You suck. I'm sorry.
They succumb to their injuries.
Rhode Island, you suck.
Why would you be like, what's under here? Oh, look, it's a hole that smells like shit.
Let me jump in that.
Oops!
Oops, there's my balance. Whoopsies. Butternuts. Whoops. Ah! Like, you wouldn't know when it when you were going to hit. It would just be so
mush and
out of the blue and random and just
poo in your mouth.
Dush! Just, like, not even expecting it.
You don't even know you fell before you fucking hit.
Like, just silence. And then not knowing.
Hey, Galactor says extreme scat fetish.
Boom! And boom! Then there it is. There it fucking is.
Whoop, there it is. And boom whoop, goes the dynamite.
And, oh man.
I said that
today. I can't believe. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're done.
One more. Look at, I need you to look at these gents. These are some New Zealand gents. If you went to the Kiwis, these are probably
your
some...
Your link is fucked.
I'm sorry, co.nz.
Stupid.
Copy and paste.
I am.
As huge.
Hate.
They kidnapped a kid, brought him to a torture chamber that they had created, and then tied him to a chair, attacked with razor blades... darts, if you will, a screwdriver and a blowtorch. I'm gonna go work on these niggas with a set of pliers and a blowtorch. 20 years old, tortured.
Oh, whoa, the kid on the bottom looks like the kid from the Breakfast Club.
The kid in the middle looks like Parker Lewis.
No!
Can't lose. Do you remember when Parker Lewis couldn't lose? You know what happened to him?
The
he
one
fucking
on top's
lost.
Not bad looking.
He fucking lost. Kitty, I will destroy your life.
It wasn't her.
Is that our computer crashing?
Yes.
Hold on. Yeah, so.
I like that picture. It's like.
The kid escaped.
Mm.
Burns, cuts, puncture wounds, whip marks. A prolonged and calculated attack. Tortures. Three men. What's your problem, guys? What's your fucking problem? Take your clothes off. Sit in that fucking chair. Blindfolded.
When
tea
I think
towel.
Of torture with a blowtorch, I think of that movie, Hostel.
I think of Pulp Fiction.
When they get that chick's eye out with a blowtorch.
Okay,
that's
sure.
Creepy.
They burned his skin with it. His hands tied behind
do
his
it
back
to an
with
eyeball.
Rope.
It
could you imagine though,
pops.
Just like being tied to a chair and then like having a blowtorch taken to you?
Yeah,
like,
watch the movie Hostel.
Well, I know, but you couldn't do anything about it. Like that's the worst.
Yeah, he
like
why
are you
this bitch's eye like a big popcorn?
Yeah, why thing. Are you doing that?
Because it's cool.
Is it cool?
It's fun.
Who defined when that was cool?
I'd pay a lot of money
Napoleon
to do the Hostel
Bonaparte.
Thing. And have to look like somebody I totally hate, but I'd do it.
Napoleon.
I'd do it.
Scrot apart.
I'd do it.
Boner part. Nascrotian. Boner.
Shut up.
Are you ready? Is it time to go?
Yes.
They arrested these kids and that kid. Would that scar you for life? Probably.
For life.
For life. Forever and ever.
Scar for life, Holmes.
Amen. Well, that was a good sermon today, guys. I really enjoyed our time together. Are we going to Milwaukee?
Yeah.
We're
going right now.
Going right now. Going to Hollywood. If you catch my drift. If you catch my driftwood. Dana, thank you.
Thank you.
Burger, thank you.
Thank you.
Galactor, Ed, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Fucking much! Thank you, Buddy Christ, and Holy Water. And thejamhole.com/forums. And please, just go to iTunes and search for The Jamhole and then, like, write a review and rate us 5 stars. 5 golden stars. Make it happen. And email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our site, of course. And we're doing stuff, and it's fucking great. And I'll talk to you Monday. Have a good weekend. Hey, have a good weekend.
And Burger says, is Danny back to Angry Bird? Sorry, dude. Already fucking high scored 3-star the entire thing. Wait for the next
already
update.
Just beat its ass and
spanked
lost my
it.
Whole life.
So wait for the next update. So
lost
ask
my
me
whole...
in a couple months.
That's...
And then it's not going to come out, and everyone's going to go from 5 stars to fucking 1 star with a snide comment about where their free fucking game is.
Where's my update?
I didn't change mine. I didn't change mine.
Where's my update?
Okay, thank you everyone for listening. We will be back on Monday.
Star.
Thank you, and...
1 star!
Goodbye.
1 star!
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.